Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in downtown Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks as well to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. You can go online to find out more about them at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. But now you're going to find out more about historic Rock Hill with two very versed, very well-heeled historians here in the community.
Very old.
That's right. Gary Williams and Chip Hutchison, thank you both for being here with us.
Thank you.
And even though you are legends in your own mind, there are just many new people here who have not had a chance to meet you. Mr. Hutchison.
Okay.
Are you fifth generation?
My two boys would be the seventh generation.
They'll be the seventh. Yep. So you're number six.
I'm number six, yep.
And so your family first set foot in these here parts when?
They set foot in these here parts in 1773.
1773.
That's right.
So you know a little bit about the community.
Well, you know, my family's been around. It's been fun to watch things evolve as it's continuing to today. Yep.
Yeah, well, if you want to listen to an interesting program we did here a couple of months ago, whenever it was, we sat down with Chip and we talked about how his family's big tract of land out there on I-77 was kind of being held for something really spectacular.
That's right.
Little did they know that it would turn into an NFL complex, which is what's happening right now. Okay. Oh, your name, by the way?
Gary Williams.
Gary Williams. So how deep is your lineage, Gary?
My roots don't go but back to 1975 when I opened the putt-putt golf.
You know, my wife last night was saying how much she has pictures of our boys when they're little tykes playing putt-putt. She said we used to leave them up there for hours on end playing putt-putt.
Yeah, I still want to talk to you about the trouble they got in.
That's all right. I got a few stories about your kids, too, Pat. So, Gary, tell everybody a little bit about you.
I'm chairman of the board of Williams & Fudge. We started 35 years ago, the month after Charlie started Substation 2. So I'm retired from that. Our son, David, is running the company. Our daughter is very involved in the community, Alice, and involved in economic development in the community, as well as enjoying a lot of free time.
Good. Now, Chip, we didn't tell everybody what you do for a living. You do something for a living,
yeah,
don't
I'm
you?
A financial professional.
Oh, boy.
For a group called Core Advisory Group.
Okay. Good for you.
Can I add something? I want to say this about historic Rock Hill, about the history of Rock Hill. And I've told Gary this. The history of Rock Hill is being written as we speak today, and the Williams family is going to have their own chapter. Mm. What they've done or doing is absolutely
great. Oh, yeah.
That's nice. Thank
well,
you.
It is nice. And I have, just to add to that, I have a nice framed picture that this guy gave me, it seems like, I don't know, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, whenever it was, of this thing called the Cotton Factory.
Right.
Which was literally falling in on itself until he got the idea, the fire.
The vision.
After going up to Durham to see those old tobacco barns and what had happened to them. And he came back here and he says, you know what? We need a new home for Williams & Fudge. We're going to take this thing on. And the thing that I really always impressed me was when he agreed to do this, he sat down with the city of Rock Hill and said, we're going to do this in 1 year.
Yeah.
And we aren't going to have any delays. So what kind of mechanism can we set up so that we always have constant communication? And for like every week during that 13 or 14 months of construction, you all sat down, and whatever hurdles there were, we overcame them.
Kerry Smith was city manager then, and once a month he would meet with us. And when divisions and departments would say, we can't do it that way, Kerry would go, find a way to make it happen. So within the rules, we made it happen in actually 9 months.
And that's
Can I say a fun fact about the Cotton Factory?
Sure.
In 1880, the Cotton Factory sparked the textile boom in Rock Hill. It was the first steam-powered, high-tech textile mill that employed our community. And fast forward until Gary Williams came around, he kick-started the new development that we're seeing in our community today with all this new...
But one of his great-great-great-grandfathers was the original president of it, and then the one who was the first mayor, David Hutchinson, also owned the mill. So, you know, we got family ties here.
It's all tied in there.
Well, this is pretty good. Yeah. I absolutely add nothing to this conversation except from sitting here listening. Okay, so Historic Rock Hill. What the heck is it?
Historic Rock Hill, we've been around since the late 1980s, but mainly originally we started out as a Midtown preservation group that really helped preserve some of our historic buildings in Rock Hill. And we've evolved over time until our jewel accomplishment was in 2005 when we were able to purchase the White Home, the historic White Home. And remodeled that, refurbished that, raised the money for that. 2010, we decided to hang on to that one, and that's where our headquarters is for Historic Rock Hill. Today, we're still keeping up this old house. It's a place for fun events and weddings. At the same time, it's a house museum that we enjoy our community coming and seeing and hanging out. And today, our focus is on making sure that our story of Rock Hill is preserved and celebrated because, as I mentioned, we are evolving. We're all watching Rock Hill change, and if we're not careful, that story can get lost.
Oh, for sure it can get lost. There's any question about that, particularly with new people who are coming to this community every day. I think we were talking this morning in one of our meetings that we, based on whatever numbers we had and calculations, we probably have gone over 300,000 people as we sit here and speak.
We moved here in 75, opened a putt-putt, 72,000 in the entire county.
Yeah. Wow. Well, when I came here in 84, it was 123,000, right? And here we are now at 300,000, and the projections are more the same as coming our way. So you can see very easily how that history would be lost. So it's your job to compile this history.
That's right.
But then how do you get that history out to the newbies to make sure they understand from once, you know, where they're living?
Yeah, well, that's where we need help with our Three Sons Broadcasting and other media outlets. Today, you're right, Manning. It's a very difficult way to get people's attention. We're all fighting for it. But we also got to make history exciting and interesting to our younger members of our society, and I think that's our challenge.
And that's a heck of a challenge, because you're right. I mean, most people have the attention span of a fly,
yeah,
and trying to get them to grab onto something that interests them besides a video game
right
is very challenging.
Yes.
So back to Historic Rock Hill. You say preserve historic buildings. Now, we know you got the White Home.
Mm-hmm.
And for people who don't know what the White Home is, it is?
The White Home is the home of Anne White. She was affectionately known as the Mother of Rock Hill. And she was a young widow in the middle of the 1800s, lost her husband working on the railroad, died of pneumonia, left her with four young kids. She never went back to daddy, never remarried. And she actually turned the farm into a business, and she and her children collectively helped build Rock Hill, literally, with a lot of what she's done and invested in along the way.
So when she was there, she had how many acres of property?
Oh, goodness. Do you know that, Gary?
It wasn't as big as the Black family, but it was 100.
It was predominantly 50, the two families,
yeah,
right? The White family and Alexander Templeton Black family.
So what we see with all the buildings downtown, it used to be their farms.
Exactly, between those two families. And the interesting enough, there's Main Street and there's White Street and there's Black Street. And those two streets are named after families.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. And John Black, our Rock Hill City Councilman.
Yep.
We're talking about his family lineage.
Correct.
So who goes back further, him or you?
Oh,
you.
I don't know.
I guess you beat him, huh?
Yeah, I don't know. It's got to be close.
Yeah. So what other buildings have you been working on trying to preserve?
Oh, we haven't had the resources to do it ever since we got this old house called the White Home. But we are proud to say that we helped get the Williams Gulf Company, Gulf Station, which is now the roasting company on Oakland Avenue. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that was, there's a great story with that building with Wade Williams.
Huh.
And we were able to get that to become something. And that whole area on Oakland Avenue is about to be an amazing part of town.
Plus, before you had the home, you had a lot of historic homes that you helped preserve
yes.
and change the rules for downtown Rock Hill.
That's right. Thank you, Gary. And there were numerous homes along East Main Street and Marion Street.
Well, you actually created historic districts, did you not?
We helped facilitate that creation right. of that with the city, yes.
And going back to Rocco. I'm sorry people didn't get a chance to interchange with Wade Williams.
He
was a hoot.
Yeah.
And that old gas station used to be the center of political influence
yep.
in Rock Hill. When I first came here, you couldn't find a Republican at all in York County.
Yeah.
And that's where the Democratic control, you know, whatever.
Governors would come there.
Oh, my God, yes.
Yes.
Pass grace, kiss, you know, Williams' yeah. ring, and that was it.
You know, his son-in-law, Steve Sanford's around. It would be a fun straight talk to have him come tell stories.
It would be a lot of fun. So now talk to me about the Fennel House. Is yep. that a project that you all are involved with in any way?
You know, unfortunately, we don't have the financial resources, but it would be great in the ideal world because that is a great example of what we feel, the board, current board, feels like Historic Rock Hill needs to be involved in. Russ Fraze is a good friend of Historic Rock Hill. Stephen Turner and my wife and I went on a tour just about a month ago. And what he's done
Russ
by himself.
Done an unbelievable job restoring to original.
Yeah. That's a big house.
It's huge. Yeah. You know, we have things like window panes that break at our house, and we call Russ, and he comes takes care of it for us. You know, that's how good he is with historic things.
In case you don't know Russ, he's the guy in the pickup truck with a big bat on the back.
And I didn't realize that his shop is right next to Rocco there, big brick building.
And yep. he's got all kind of history inside there.
Yeah.
He's a great guy.
You need to get him scheduled on Straight Talk.
I'll do that.
All right?
That's a good, okay. And we can put a little Historic Rock Hill stamp on it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think that'd be very interesting.
I'll put that on my list of things to do.
Get that down there. I don't want you to miss that. So he's been working on this Fennel House, I think, almost as long as I've been at Rock Hill.
I mean, he's been 90s. In the news 15 years.
Oh, yeah, easily. So is he getting close to being done?
I think he told me his wife is getting wants him to get closer than he is. So, but he's I think it's become a truly what's that work of passion?
Obsession.
Yeah. It really is a passion for him.
So I guess his intention would be once it's done
to live
sell
in it.
Oh, he's gonna live in it.
Yeah, he wants to live in it.
My gosh! Wow. He has done a remarkable. I mean, I just watched a little bit on the outside. I have no idea what the inside.
But then you talked to him about the story of Dr. Fennel. And that was the corner of, you know, that's where the hospital area of Rock Hill was during the early 20th century. You know, we didn't have Ebenezer and Piedmont or the York General. It was right there on the Confederate Park areas where you went to go see your doctor and where the hospital was.
I'll be doggone. Yeah. Isn't that something? All right, so between the White Home and historic districts and just, I guess, trying to compile history, that's pretty much been your mission for right now?
Pretty much. Yeah, we want to continue also. Stephen Turner's on our board, which we're excited to have him because he thought he was going to retire.
He is a veritable font of information.
He is.
Oh, my God.
But he's got a lot of passion about Historic Rock Hill, thank goodness. And he wants to make sure a lot of the stories that haven't been told, that need to be discovered and told,
right.
like the Freedom Riders and Friendship 9.
Yep, yep.
And a lot of stuff that happened during the Civil Rights era was... Right here, Rock Hill was a center point for a lot of
them. Absolutely, we were. We remember that very clearly.
Yep.
Okay, they're trying to need money to do all this kind
yep.
of stuff. So we're going to talk about that when we come back from our mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue at Rock Hill. Now, these guys are seasoned listeners to Straight Talk. They know what's coming up here. We're going to tell everybody how we make fresh subs and salads 7 days a week here at Substation 2. Let's make that 6 days. 1, 2, 3, here we go.
Slice, slice, slice. Slice, slice. Garden, 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 garden.
Not bad. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
When your health needs attention, you'll find compassionate care at Piedmont Medical Center. We make it convenient to treat emergencies with online check-in and locations in Rock Hill and Fort Mill. Or if you live with a heart condition, our cardiologists provide advanced treatment options to help you live better. And for pain that slows you down, a minimally invasive surgery can help speed you on to recovery. We are your community built on care.
PiedmontMedicalCenter.com.
Water, fire, mold, and storms cause property damage every day. When it happens to you, it's no time for second best. That's why insurance professionals trust the locally owned and family-run Paul Davis Restoration of Rock Hill. This is Gina Rogers. Paul Davis is committed to providing extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Our team is highly qualified and trained to handle each situation with care and professionalism. When disaster strikes, call Paul Davis. We are here to help. 329-1140 or pauldavisrockhill.com.
Don't resign your retirement plan to some rule of thumb. Your own personal retirement is unique to you and your family. Give our common sense investing approach a shot. Anderson Griggs Investments, a genuine money manager right here in Rock Hill. 324-5044 or online at andersongriggs.com.
Save on your monthly mortgage payment with a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage from Founders Federal Credit Union. Take advantage of low rates while they're still around, and you'll also have no private mortgage insurance costs. The application process is easy, and your mortgage is serviced completely by Founders and always stays with us. Relax, you're home. For more, visit foundersfcu.com/30. Membership qualification required. Credit evaluation, underwriting requirements, terms and conditions apply. Institutions, NMLS identifier number 4106.
We're glad to see things are getting back to normal, and it's great to see everyone eating in and us getting a chance to catch up with y'all. This is Charlie Ruffalo. If you don't have time to sit and enjoy your lunch with us, I would suggest you order online at mysubstationii.com, and you can be in and out of the store in under 5 seconds. Just give us enough time to make your order before you arrive. We're open Monday to Saturday, 10 to 10, and we're still able to do catering 7 days a week. Once again, I want to thank you for your support through this pandemic. It means a great deal. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop, with two local historians well-known in the community, Chip Hutchison and Gary Williams, who do an awful lot in many, many, many ways for this community. And one of the things that they are real passionate about is historic Rock Hill. I got to give you a plug, Gary. You and I did a show here, I don't know, I lose track of time, a few months ago. And what you have put together downtown in the lobby of the Lowenstein Building, that tells as much about the history of this community visually as anything that's out there. I hope to God, as school gets back in session, that they have field trip after field trip after field trip to come down there and see the railroad, the HO gauge, whatever it is, railroad, and then all those Anderson cars. I mean, that's just incredible.
It really is the beginning of historic Rock Hill, bringing some history together, and that's been the unfortunate part. We haven't had a historic Rock Hill. You know, we have the Comporium Museum, and that's about it. And there's a lot of things in people's attic boxes. They're going to start being thrown away because it was their grandmother's or great-grandmother's, and it contains valuable Rock Hill history. So we, our partnership is working hard to maintain some of it, working with the museum, working with his historic Rock Hill, and, you know, working with Jim Ferris to create Rock Hill in 1953, an HO gauge 23 feet long. So we're trying to make some effort with that, but it takes the whole community to really create a museum.
And you raise a very interesting point that strikes home with me. Anybody who's listening, if you're cleaning out your parents' place, before you take it all to the dumpster, take a few minutes to go through there. My mother did this. She had a whole bunch of junk. She just get rid of this. And my wife, thank God, went through it. And in there, she found some priceless stuff, including, oh my, I got to show this to you someday, Chip. We've got letters. Old letters that date back to the early 1800s, late 1700s, from old family members talking about their Civil War, war experiences. And then she found this old sampler that is 200 years old, that she took the time to get it, you know, cleaned up and whatever, blah, blah, blah. So there's junk in this stuff that your parents are giving you to throw out. Pay attention to it. And make sure you have
just
a
call
good...
Historic Rock Hill. Call me. I'll come get it.
You know, Dr. Lynn Willoughby, who wrote the last history book called Good Town Does Well, she made a comment when I heard her talk about just that, is that since the internet and email, there's no paper letters really catalog our history.
Oh, yeah.
Like there has been. So it's going to be interesting to see how we catalog this modern
history.
And
when you see the penmanship back in those days, just beautiful. Absolutely remarkable. Okay. You all are, you've got a big fundraiser coming up here called the Beer and Wine Trail. Who wants to take that? Tell me about this thing.
Well, you know, we, during the pandemic, we were not able to have any of our fundraisers that we enjoyed, and we made so much money. So last year we estimate we might have lost $75,000, which is pretty, it's a good amount of money for our budget. So this year we're looking forward to opening back up. But this time, you know, to expand our mission to let Rock Hill know that we're more than just a white home, our next event, thanks to the Lowenstein Partners, is we're going to be have our wine and beer trail at the Lowenstein Building, right where Jim Ferris's display is.
Oh, wow. Really?
So we're really excited to have it somewhere else other than the grounds of the White Home on August 19th. So it's good not to be in our backyard on August 19th. It'd be good to be inside.
Because they got air conditioning inside that big old building.
That's right.
Yes, we do.
Lots of air conditioning in that building. So how does it work? I mean, you show up at a certain time and
what's
going to happen?
It's at 6 o'clock. If you want tickets, tickets are $100. And we encourage everybody to go to historicrockhill.com, and you can see how you can purchase the tickets online. We got the beer is provided, donated by B&B Distributors. We're very fortunate to have Rick Bridges on our board to do that for us. The food is going to be provided by the Old Town Kitchen and Cocktails, a new restaurant that's right in there.
Right next door.
Yep, and they're going to participate and help us out. And, of course, Gary Williams and Skip Tuttle and Greg Parsons with the Lowenstein Partners, we're very grateful for them to donate the space for us.
Well, I tell you what, it is it's something to see. I mean, that whole project is just...
Yeah, it's amazing.
I can remember, Gary, when the building was... After they'd taken out all of the old bleachery equipment, and we had a chance to walk some of the floors... And the floors were wide open from one end to the other. They're floors, 40,000 square feet a floor.
Yeah.
I mean, I said, hell, I can land an airplane inside this thing. And now, after a gazillion dollars have been invested in that thing, you have made that a first-class office complex. I mean, God almighty.
Well, thank you. Skip deserves a lot of credit for all that. But we're back to that big room again with 10 basketball courts under one roof. And starting next week, the apartments come out of the ground. The pilings are going in, and we got another two more parking decks getting ready to come up, and the power plant's being worked on. It's been totally empty now, and it's big as a football field, the power plant is, without everything in it. So a lot of going on, the Nest, the student housing, they've got everything ready to go for the Winthrop students. So a lot of exciting stuff, and you mentioned Old Town Kitchen. It's a fabulous place to eat, and we've opened up the cornhole now. They're having a national competition there. So that's in addition to the three floors of office space that we have. So a lot of exciting things beside the history. The future of Rock Hill is there, too.
Well, I tell you, I think the last time I interviewed Skip, he told me that by the end of this year, and I think he said by the end of this year, everything will be at least started coming up out of the ground that remains. It's just weeds and green space right now.
Yeah. Everything, the second hotel is questionable when it will start, but it will be there.
Oh, yeah. 25 acres, that was nothing. Yeah. I mean, once they had raised the old bleachery, the only thing that was left there was the Lowenstein building.
And White Street's only just begun.
All right, so what's going to be the evening? I mean, so we buy a couple tickets for $100 a piece?
Yeah, you come in, and we're going to have six stations, wines around the world and beers around the world. So each station will have a wine or a beer paired with a certain food that we're that kitchen, the Old Town Kitchen and Cocktail is going to provide. So it's going to be fun to learn that. We're going to, Gary, hopefully he's working on getting Jim Ferris.
Yeah, Jim Ferris is supposed to be there so we can dedicate the train layout. Oh, and again, wow. It's 1953, what Rock Hill looked like.
And you got to see this because for, you wonder where the hill came from. There was actually a hill before they did all this urban renewal stuff.
Yeah.
And there, you can actually see where Trade Street was,
right,
which ain't there no more. It's kind of right where the
Dave Lyle is.
Well, Dave Lyle is, and of course, the I keep forgetting all these names. I'm just going to call all the new apartments going up there at the Good Motor Company.
The Anderson. Anderson down at one end, and where the bank and all was, and the other end is where, you're right, I just lost the name too.
Where the Exchange.
The Exchange.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It is amazing.
And the city council's approved everything for demolition now over at the old Herald site. So that's getting ready to be changed completely as well.
And according to my son, the commercial developer, tells me the company that they got doing this is first class. First class. That's going to be another great big.
And your son's doing a great job for Rock Hill. And let's not forget Derek Close's little project.
Oh, my gosh. Whoa. Ladies and gentlemen, if you thought you saw something big at the Lowenstein Building and the University Center, just wait until they pull the trigger on what Derek Close. Actually, they've started. They're gutting that building.
They're rebating it right now.
It's hard to believe that that building is 400,000 square feet. That's 2.5 times the size of the Lowenstein Building. Who ever thought?
4 times the size of the cotton factory.
Really?
Wow.
So who was it that said months ago or a couple of years, maybe it was John Geddes, the mayor, who said, you know, Rock Hill has only had one little parking deck, that thing across from the law center. He said, it won't be very long before we have like 7. I thought he was crazy.
Yeah.
Look at them. Pop, pop.
They're all coming up. And there's one in our back parking lot. The city and Derek's partnership in negotiating with us to build 1,300 car parking deck right there at Wilson Street and White Street.
And then we can talk about, what should I call it? The cotton factory annex? What do you call the warehouses on White Street?
Warehouses on White, yeah.
That's kind of slick. That is kind of slick. You got to, you have a...
Your Knowledge Perk is like the hangout now.
When you
meet somebody to go over some meeting or some... You need a place to go, and that's the place.
We have coffee, beer, mercantile, and my granddaughter will cut your hair.
Yeah.
Is that your granddaughter? Yeah. She cuts yours?
Yeah, no, one of her employees does.
All right, so the tickets for this event, August is 19th, historicrockhill.com.
That's correct.
And that's where you get your tickets. And just circle it the 19th of August at 6 o'clock. The tickets are $100
a
piece.
A piece. Yep.
200 a couple.
Remember, it's a fundraiser.
It's a fundraiser, so you're going to be able to write off just about all of it. I'm not your tax advisor,
but what the heck? A good bit of it.
But, guys, thank you for all that you do. Thanks for being here today. It's been enjoyable, as always.
Can I mention one thing real quick? I know
we've got 20 seconds.
Barton and Mallow, who you had on the show, Mascara Barton and Mallow, they're actually going to fix our back porch, redo our back porch and our handicap ramp as a charity project.
Good for them.
Who couldn't be more excited for them and joining us in Rock Hill?
Wonderful. They're a great company. And, again, if you listen to Straight Talk last week, that was a hoot out there at the Carolina Panthers site. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk broadcast. Live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. All right, one more time from these experts in culinary arts, including what it goes on here at Substation 2. Fresh subs and salads 6 days a week. We're closed on Sundays now. The magical formula for doing this is pretty simple. But for all you newbies, here it is at the count of 3, 1, 2, 3.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
There you go. Have a wonderful day, everybody. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow.